This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, folks, what we're going to be talking about today, because we have much to cover, is listen to what General Smedley Butler, I don't know where they came up with a name like that, but he seemed to be an upright guy who would call it for the way it was. Black was black and white was white. As a matter of fact, he was the most decorated Marine in the history of America, to the point as to where he passed on into eternity. He said, there are only two things we should fight for. One is the defense of our homes, and the other is the Bill of Rights that came from God. General Smedley Butler. And what we're going to be talking about today, friends, is a topic which... Well, we have been fighting wars for over 222 years of the 241 years that we have been a country. Who are we fighting for? Matter of fact, I'll put a little more salt on your tongue and also tell you what General Smedley Butler said. He said, our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals and painted in front of them. No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason they were marching off to kill and to die. How many of these wars that are being fought in America, on the behalf of America, are only being used to establish something called a new world order? Unconstitutional wars, establishing military presence in other countries. I didn't know that it was our job to police the world, friends. Well, let me tell you something. It isn't. It is not our job to police the world. It is our job to do what we do as patriots here at home, not to go cause wars, not to create a military presence and throw off other countries because they're not going along to get along. We'll be getting up to that in just a couple more minutes, friends, because, again, there's much to cover on that topic, but it applies to us because, again, keep in mind, 222 years of the 241 years that we have been a country, we have been a part of war. Well, who's making money off it? Again, we're going to get to that in just a couple moments here. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick and catch up as to what's going on in your country. This is written by John Witherspoon from Rutherford Institute, an attorney. And I'm telling you what, friends, this guy is a bulldog. He's a contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you've heard of Rutherford Institute, well, this is going to give you a little pith and marrow and a little taste as to who this guy is and how he means to get the job done as an American patriot. And don't forget, friends, based off of the Christian Republican, which has been established, Article 4, Section 4, in his own life, knowing all the well what he's called to do. Patriot meaning and defined out to be upholding dying laws, friends, and that's exactly what this individual is doing. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, tear gas, guns, and riot squads, the police state's answer to free speech is brute force. Listen to what this attorney is saying, friends. A real attorney, a good guy, that means to enforce the law. Tear gas, guns, and riot squads, the police state's answer to free speech is brute force? Wow. Wow, Wow, isn't that crazy? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com told you about this guy last week, but here it is. So what's confessed jihad murderer Omar Khadr going to do with that $10,500,000 that was given unto him by the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau? Well, friends, you know what he's going to do. Just like many of the illegals coming into the United States of America right now, you better know that they're going to be used as conduits, and they're going to arm them to overthrow. Mark my words. And also keep in mind, friends, it's the CIA in this country that has been busted over and over and over and over again, not only funding what you would call ISIS, but also arming them through eyewitness accounts that have been spoken into my ears, friends. Just so you know as to who is the one that is doing the funding and, friends, the arming. So what's confessed jihad murderer Omar Khadr going to do with that $10,500,000 that Canada just gave him? You know what he's going to do with it, friends. He's used as a conduit to arm the Muslims in that country to incite, which will be, to incite domestic insurrection, armed insurrection, just like America has done into so many Middle Eastern countries, friends. Don't doubt what I'm telling you, and you can mark my words, friends. Mark my words. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Terrorist spoke Linda Sasseur never turned over $100,000 promised for Jewish graves in crow funder publicity stunt. Of course not, friends. We all know who Linda Sasseur is. And if you don't know who she is, friends, you should know who she is. She is being used and given a free hand in this country for some reason or another to go ahead and incite Muslims towards we the people in this country. She's also been called up to lead the Women's March in D.C. And for some reason or another, the FBI has given her a free pass to commit the act of treason against we the people, Article 3, Section 3. I have a meme posted right now, and it says, with a picture of her, "Hello, my name is Linda Sasseur. I was one of the women who helped organize the Women's March on Washington. I'm also playing the victim," it says. "I'm using taqiyya, roughly means lying for a religious cause, to the infidel to persuade people that Sharia is beautiful and not at all oppressive." And notice how they're using women to do this, friends. And this is what's happening in your country today, America, not a third world country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Memphis VA whistleblower files a appeal claim to fight the third term attempt to fire him. Boy, this is just crazy what's going on in America. You know, if I'd have said this 40 years ago, you'd have all thought I was talking about a third world country, but I'm not. I'm talking about your country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to this, friends. Here it is again, China and Russia. How many times have I warned you of China and Russia? Chinese billionaire warns America. China has had 25,000 spies who are ready to destroy the United States of America. Listen again carefully. Chinese billionaire warns America. China has 25,000 spies who are ready to destroy this country. Does anybody want to doubt the validity of Scripture, friends? Absolutely not. Also keep in mind, friends, it was Bill Clinton, and now it's his wife, who's attempting to run for the presidency in 2018 in your country. I'm sorry, in 2020. But for some reason, she's been given a free hand by Donald Trump, who again promised to bring forth a special prosecutor and to bring back in the rule of law concerning the likes of these criminals. But going back to the Clintons, Billy Bob Clinton, back in the 90s when he was the president of the United States of America, there was something called Chinagate. And Chinagate was diverted by Monica Lewinsky and the such, his adulterous affairs. Folks, did you know what it was really about, his impeachment? His impeachment was all about him being busted selling secrets to the Chinese military concerning our government. Article 3, Section 3, read it for yourself. And I just pointed my finger at the Benedict Arnold friends and his wife who mean to destroy your country. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. To those that are listening to the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis, you know the routine. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, double E, double E on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Do not forget that. Let's jump back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick when you get a moment, please. There's a brand new article by Max Slavo. Alexa, are you connected to the CIA? It's no secret that Amazon Web Services provides cloud storage for the U.S., the United States Central Intelligence Agency, and other foreign governments. So the CIA is in cahoots with other foreign governments working against, that would be you and me, America. Why would they be doing this? And this, of course, begs the question of whether or not Amazon and the CIA have a relationship outside of just web services being provided. Now, why would they be connected? And why would they be working together? And who are they working against, friends? If you have not seen the movie Snowden, do check it out. It's based on the true story of Edward Snowden. And there is some priceless information in that movie so you can understand exactly how it works. I mean, folks, these are some paranoid, extremely paranoid people. And they are not working to control other governments as much as they are controlling and attempting to control you, America, since September 11th. And this has been going on for a long time, but this, since September 11th, has gone to a new level. And all those bureaucracies that you were told that were created by the government that you are paying for are being used against you, America. Again, just for the record, so you understand what's going on here in the United States of America. And it shows you how many are so willing to just ally themselves with the covenant of hell, which will be disannulled in Jesus' name. Period. End of story. Look to history, dummies. And I'm talking about those that work for these bureaucracies. Look, you're expendable. They don't care about you no more than they care about themselves. They sold themselves out. They want the world. Well, they lose their soul. And let me suggest that you lose the world and gain your soul. Right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have the 7th emergency transport at Margaret Sanger. Center supports calls for Planned Parenthood defunding. It's amazing how that organization just stays above the water, isn't it, America? It's also amazing how your Department of Justice, if you want to call it that, under former DOJ head Loretta Lynch, how she is actually going after those that are exposing the crimes of none other than Planned Parenthood. This is called totalitarianism. This is called, again, using the law against the law. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, from duty to be armed to permission to carry. Read the Bill of Rights, America. Read the Bill of Rights. You have rights, not privileges given unto you by the state. Remember what John Kennedy said. Think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state, but from the hand of God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, talking about Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights. Again, gun-free zones in Ohio may be a thing of the past soon. Good. They're arming their people. They never lost the right. It's like people had to cry, well, we can't talk about our Christianity in the public square. We can't talk about our Christianity in school. Yeah, you can. You never lost the right. Just like you've never lost the right to bear arms. You've given them up. You forfeited them. America? Listen to what Patrick Henry said. He said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. He said that the great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able might have a gun. That's what your forefathers established by giving you your God-given rights. Of course, they were conduits used by God to give you your rights. Read Luke 11:21 when you get a moment. Yesterday we played some audio. This is on Sons of Liberty Media as well. Former congressman says Muslims migrating is a planned invasion to destroy Western Christendom. Of course it is. Either the church is going to do its job or the church is doomed, period. And I know that there's a lot of gloom and doomers out there that are looking to be raptured from responsibility. I want to tell you something. You are greatly deceived. God is not going to raise up an army to take them out when the battle begins. No, he's going to prove his soldiers. He's going to prove his church. And in the process, he's going to prove himself on the behalf of those that trust him through a kairos and a chronos moment. We need to think about this stuff. And furthermore, you can't justify being raptured from responsibility in Scripture. And if you would like to prove me wrong, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Anytime you'd like to challenge some of the things that I'm sharing with you, please do. Please do, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Yesterday I shared with you, Berlin is swarming with Sharia religious police. Folks, they are not the victims. They are the perpetrators of crime. They are not the victims. They are the ones that are committing the crimes. Again, these countries that are opening the doors to give these people help are finding out the hard way because they failed again to look to history. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the declaration exposes Americans in name only. And folks, I'll tell you what, and I've said this countless times, I've read it on air. Look at the Declaration of Independence. That is the seedbed to the Constitution. Some people even equate it as the preamble to the United States Constitution. Look where your rights come from. Look why they threw off corrupt governments. Look at the usurpations. You're seeing much of that in America today, and then some. What you have tolerated far exceeds what our forefathers tolerated. But when you look to that documentation, you will understand, America, as to what your forefathers gave you. You will understand as to your history and what it was all about and how it's been laid out for us. Even 241 years later, here we are. And we're the freest nation on the earth to do that what? Well, we've been given freedom to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. And we still have the freedom to do the right thing, so let's do the right thing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Senator John McCain. Here's another criminal, friends. Why this guy's tolerated in Arizona for the life of me, I don't understand it. I don't believe he's tolerated. I believe that he's bought and paid for. He's put into position. They manipulate votes through and through to keep him there, and he's promised that position as long as he continuously works against the people. Now, I know a lot of you have been sold the can of goods, friends, that John McCain is a war hero. You do need to understand that that is the furthest thing from the truth. He committed the act of Judas by selling out the American military when he was in Vietnam. They call him Songbird McCain. And don't think for one moment if he won't do it there, he won't do it here. He's been doing it for a long time in this country. He's a criminal, America. He's a chameleon is what he is. He's a Judas, friends. If you want bottom line concerning John McCain, he's a total Judas. But Senator John McCain, sometimes I regret confirming Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Friends, also pay attention going over to the fruit of none other than John McCain. Look to his Al-Qaeda ties. Look to his foreign ties, friends. You don't have to believe everything I'm saying. Do your own due diligence to find out what I'm telling you is exactly the truth. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I want you to check this out again. The reality of the federal government's land grab. I didn't know that the state owned property. And I didn't know the federal government owned property. And I know in the Constitution it is actually brought forth very little. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we'll hit one more, and then we'll jump onto a break and then come back talking about a politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country. Listen to me carefully. A politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country. And you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what's been going on in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, New York City defies ICE, frees illegal alien with pending felonies. Why are we seeing... Friends, why are we seeing your representatives withholding the consequence of violating constitutional law concerning those illegal immigrants that have come into this country? Again, they're the ones holding the door open for them. So the question that needs to be answered is, who are these representatives working for to open the doors to those that mean to destroy you? And then when the law is enforced against their crime, for some reason or another, folks, it's completely overlooked. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in the...
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, dollars, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to get over to the topic so we can get this taken care of, as promised. A politician is a fellow who will lay down your life, yes, you heard me right, your life for his country, opposite of John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother. No, they're willing to lay yours down for the good of the country, say they. Really, what it is, they're lining their pockets off the stupidities of the American people. Now, I also want to say this before we get going. Just to show you what I'm up against over here at the Sons of Liberty. When I posted anything to do with Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer, Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, or the crimes of some corrupt administration, oh, everybody, man, they have to just, they have to chime in right off the bat. They have to put their 2 cents down, all right? They got to tell you what they think of those corrupt politicians, not realizing that it's an example of their hypocrisy, namely of what they completely tolerate. It's a game to them. And what's interesting, and here is my point, is that the minute I showed the people, I posted, out of the 241 years that we have been a country, 222 years, we have been in war. We've been in war. Not one response. Folks, I have 572,000 active followers. 572 active followers. I have 6,000 friends that follow the site, but out of them, 572,000 follow. Not one person responded. Is that the most ridiculous, arrogant thing you've ever... I mean, folks, we're talking about the blood of our veterans. No one chimed in. You don't know why? Because it shows you how irresponsible the American people are when it comes to actually dealing with the corruption. See, it's okay for their sons and their daughters to bleed, to fight, to die. It's okay for their dads and their moms and their uncles. And for some reason or another, this new generation, they don't think that it's, for some reason, it's so far off from their minds that our freedoms are just going to last forever the way things are going right now. They don't realize that someone had to sacrifice themselves first to give us the freedoms in which we have. No. See, whenever it comes to the responsibility of the American people, they don't want to hear it. And that's why we're in trouble today. I mean, folks, I can sit here on the radio and talk about all the crimes. I can name the criminals. I can tell you their new crime of the day, and everybody wants to hear it. But when you begin to point the finger and show who the responsible party is, all of a sudden they have a serious problem with that, and they don't have anything to say about it. Matter of fact, I'll just turn the channel now that he's talking to me. No, I'm always talking to you. I'm always talking to every individual that's calling here, because I understand that your blood is on my hands unless I tell you the truth. And then at that point, your blood is no longer on my hands. Just think about that. When I tell the American people that it's their responsibility and show them the price paid for their freedoms and how long we have been in war, they didn't respond. They didn't want to hear it. No, of course not. Of course not. It's like when you see people protesting those pictures of aborted babies on the side of trucks. You know, it's the good people that are angry about it. You know why they're angry about it, America? Because they know that that baby was dissected and sold by the likes of Planned Parenthood. They know that that baby was decapitated and murdered by what you have been desensitized into believing that is actually a doctor. And they have been desensitized to believe it's a choice when in fact it's murder the way God calls it. And like it or not, you're going to be held accountable for it. But when they see those dissected babies on the side of billboards, like billboards on the side of trucks, they're the first ones to complain about it. You want to know why? Because they know that they're the ones responsible for what that billboard exposes. And by the way, that's exactly what the law of God does. It's a mirror. It shows you the responsible party. And furthermore, when you look up the word Torah, the five books of Moses, the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, the word Torah means to point the finger. And this is the job of the church, but the church doesn't do that anymore. They preach that false grace. Instead of saying, go and sin no more, they just preach, no, go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Well, let me tell you something. It's a false grace. A politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country, and that's the history of the American politician laid onto the backs of the stupid Americans that tolerate the corrupt politicians. General Smedley Butler said, our boys were sent off to die with the beautiful ideals painted in front of them. No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason they were marching off to kill and to die. Hey, folks, did you ever notice that the politician and the politicians that talk much of war, you notice how they've never been to war? Or have you ever noticed them that are to serve we the people in Congress? Have you ever noticed that they're so apt to send your men and women to fight unconstitutional wars, but for some reason or another, it doesn't apply to their own children? Read Matthew 23, verse 3. Do as I say, but don't do as I do, is what it says in a nutshell. As a matter of fact, it's been said that of the Vietnam War, that war ended when the children of them that are to represent us were pulled up for the draft. Did you hear what I said? When it came to the sacrifice of their children fighting for the war that they called for, all of a sudden that draft number came up, just happened to be one of their kids. No, it's time to end the war. And furthermore, to add insult to injury, it seems that trees even take the precedent over human life. What are you talking about? Well, when you go to Washington, D.C., you see trees with fences around them that state, tree protection, keep out, do not enter, warning signs, America. The enclosed area is a tree root protection zone. Fence must remain closed at all times. Hey, folks, listen to what I'm telling you. They are simply... Folks, they are simply protecting the trees from the people. Now, this is what you need to hear. This is the kicker right here. You ready for this? I'm talking about how they're protecting the trees from the people. What you don't see is the Vietnam Wall. By the way, my cousin was there, killed there, 20 yards behind this sign. And on that Vietnam Wall, there is 58,318 men and women that were killed in a senseless war. Read Amos 4:10. And with the last 100 years of the exposé on corruption concerning the American politician, you would think that the Americans would understand that they cannot trust the Judases that they are led to believe actually work for the people of this country any longer. Read Luke 22:48. Judas betrayed the Son of Man with a kiss. Friends, especially when it comes to war. And in contrast, let's go back to our founding forefathers. How was it that during the Revolutionary War, the forefathers, if they thought it their duty to actually bring forth war to respond to a threat, the forefathers thought it their duty to fight the wars in which they thought were worth fighting, which established our Constitutional Republic. How come it was that they were the first ones to go? Now when wars are called up and created because they are created, know the difference between man's wars and the Lord's wars, how come it's your kids that are called to go and fight and bleed and die? How come it's not theirs? If the politicians want wars, then let them go fight. America? As a matter of fact, it was going back to our forefathers. Let's go back to the first president of the United States of America, George Washington. He was the first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. This is what was said of him during the eulogy. His eulogy. Again, why first in the hearts of his countrymen? Because he led by example. He didn't expect others to take his place of such a worthy cause. Why would he? I mean, you take that in stark contrast to what you see today in America. America, how is it that you don't see what's going on here? And before complaining about the fact that the American government is involved with another campaign to plunder another country that does not go along with the plans of the New World Order, I want to bring up a post that I brought up to you during the beginning of the week. It was a post that popped up on a live feed. And it said, you would not have to worry about other countries hating you if you stopped corrupt politicians from inciting America to attack their countries. It's true. It's true. And to say otherwise, you're blatantly deceived, or you're disingenuous, or you're blatantly lying. 222 of the 241 years that we have been a country, politicians have continuously deceived the people into another war. And notice how it's not them over the last 100 years that go to war. It's your sons and your daughters that go to war. I mean, can you imagine Barack Hussein Obama calling for a war? Or even George W. Bush calling for a war and them leading the war? Can you imagine what that would look like? Give me a break. Oh, by the way, for all you George W. Bush folks out there, you've been deceived. The Bush family is a regime. It is corrupt from the top to the bottom. I remember watching a documentary back in the end of the 90s, and it was based on George W. Bush and how they put him up to be a war hero. And what they did is the camera crew went to the reunion of that particular platoon and company that he was supposedly to be a part of. And they went around talking about George W. Bush and how the media did a media smear campaign and sold George W. Bush as a military war veteran. And you know what's interesting, friends? Not a one of them could recollect a George W. Bush in the history of that company. Not a one of them. And it was interesting to know sometime later how many of these that were on camera, they just mysteriously died off. Boy, it's amazing how that works. Isn't it amazing? This reminds me of Joseph Goebbels. You know what he said the complete enemy of the truth is? Or I'm sorry, enemy of the state is, forgive me. The complete enemy of the state is the truth, folks. The truth. And I want to tell you something. It's the truth that sets you free. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just talking about George W. Bush. He was a total fraud. Went to a company reunion, and they were talking about his participation in that company, and no one recollected a George W. Bush. But the media told you otherwise. They have to put them up as heroes. You know, Stalin did that. Mao Zedong did that. Adolf Hitler did that. Mussolini did that. Of course, they always have to put themselves up as a military hero, which is a complete mockery of the likes of a Moses and a King David and Solomon. And the list goes on. I mean, if we knew the word of God and we study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, we're going to know the difference between what's right and what's wrong. And there's a lot of people out there that just don't know the difference, friends. And I'm not condemning those that genuinely don't understand and they're being destroyed for the lack of knowledge that are coming to the light now. I'm glad you joined us. But the fact of the matter is we need to wake up as to what's going on concerning these wars that are going on. Folks, they're drug wars. They're shift of power wars is what they are. They're unconstitutional, therefore, again, illegal, friends. I was just talking about, can you imagine Barack Hussein Obama leading up a war? If they want a war, then you go first. If it's such a righteous war, you want to justify it, then you do it. You go first. The rest of us will follow. You signed up for the position. You know, the fact of the matter is people couldn't even identify Barack Hussein Obama outside of the fact that he was a foreigner. And he is. Everybody stayed away from the birther thing because the conservatives didn't want to lose their sponsorship. They wanted to serve their golden calf, and that's exactly what they've done. But let's go on here, friends. Another post popped up, and I want you to hear these because people are thinking about what's going on. Bombing other countries was another meme. It was a post. Launching coups, installing expendable puppet dictators, only to send in American forces to establish a military presence. Another one said, in today's distorted media landscape, when the U.S. government calls another nation's leader a dictator, what they really mean to say is that they are not a complete pro-USA puppet. That's exactly right. How many people, America, have you been led to believe needed to be plundered when in fact they were minding their own business? Now again, folks, for the truth's sake, let's side with God. Okay? Because, for example, America is under judgment. You can debate with me all you want. I will bring you to what the Word says, and I will bring you to what you're seeing with your eyes today. And the reason I'm telling you that is because there's people that are trying to talk themselves out of what is really happening. And you can do that for so long, friends, but when it hits home, and this comes to my aid right now, too, going back to the Iraqi war. It reminds me of, do you remember Fahrenheit 9/11? That joker that brought that video forth, he's shameful, he's pathetic, he's not an American, he's a communist, Michael Moore. And it was interesting, there was some good stuff. That I was initiated to him back during that documentary called Fahrenheit 9/11. But it was interesting how there was a woman that was totally pro-Bush. And his son wanted to get behind the war in Iraq. You know, those weapons of mass destruction that we never found. Isn't that amazing how that works? You know, they have to justify. And people that stood with Bush, you're just attempting to justify what you know is wrong. God's seen everything. He'll take care of business. It'll all come out in the wash. But it's interesting to note that this woman totally loved George W. Bush. And so did her son. Until, that is, he went over to Iraq and got killed. And then what she did is she began to take the curtain back and to begin to look in what the war was all about. She became the Bush administration's number one arch enemy. Because she began to understand what that was all about. Do you remember, right? I mean, that was the excuse they used to bring forth that war. Weapons of mass destruction. But also keep in mind that it was Rumsfeld that put up Saddam Hussein. The CIA was all about that. They put him up. He was that U.S. puppet for a moment until they didn't need him anymore. But do you remember when George W. Bush said, we need to go after Iraq, which, by the way, had nothing to do with 9/11. But the American people just went right along because they were afraid and they wanted to follow their leader, who was a part of the problem, by the way. And it's interesting to just follow the family lineage from George W. Bush to George Bush Sr. to Prescott Bush and then to the Hitler's regime. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. And his indictment, Prescott Bush, check it out, indictment. You'll find out what I'm talking about. But isn't it interesting how they were completely behind the war until they found out what the war was about? And that's usually the case. Until it hits home, people don't begin their ministry, per se. Until they're baptized into fire, they usually don't go there. But America, again, remember, the Word of God teaches me prevention is better than cure. And I want to take it a step further, too. Because I want you to think of this. 94% of Americans in this country don't believe the lying media. Congress has less than 11% approval rating. Yet when they are told, Americans are told, what some drummed up foreign country is going to do to us, the people somehow latch onto the fact that they are now telling them the truth. Folks, this is the pinnacle of hypocrisy. You don't believe a thing they say until they send your boys to war? Because someone's going to get you if you don't respond to them? Read Romans 1:18. As a matter of fact, if you go back into 1957, yes, I said 1957, General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor, With the cry of grave national emergency, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957. You would have thought that would have been said during September 11, 2001. You ready for this? It was. It was. But of course, war is never sold to you with the truth. Remember that truth is always the first casualty to create the war. John 8:44. How many times have you had three people that know each other? And there became a war between you and good friends because someone in the middle told a half-truth. Or didn't say it the way it was said. Do you remember when you were a little kid, you used to sit in a circle with, 10 kids, and one person would say something to the person on the right, and it would go around the circle, and it would come all the way back after 10 people. You didn't even have to go that far. It could go two or three down. And all of a sudden, it was completely distorted. It was nothing that they had to say. Well, this is how the media gives it to you, by the way. You know, what did Benjamin Franklin said? He said the only way to keep a secret between three people is when two of them are dead. Isn't that crazy? That's a sad day in America when you can't even keep your word or conceal an issue. Do you know the Mossad slogan? The Mossad is the version of CIA in Israel is what it is. Mossad, their slogan is, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. By the way of deception, thou shalt do war. That's the Mossad slogan. Lie. Read John 8:44. Folks, there's no truth in these people. And then comes the entrance concerning the military industrial complex, the MIC, which is an informal alliance between a nation's military and the arms industry which supplies it. So they both gain off the war. Seen together as a vested interest which influences public policy. Isn't that interesting? Well, they can't work one without another. The military-industrial complex, a driving factor between this relationship between the government and defense-minded corporations, is that both sides benefit. What do they benefit from, both sides? War. So war has to be created. See, one side from obtaining war weapons and the other from being paid to supply them, and the term is often used in reference to the system behind the military of the United States, where it is most prevalent and gained popularity after its use in the farewell address of President Dwight D. Eisenhower on January 17, 1961. What I'm going to do when we pick up tomorrow's show is I'm going to pick it up right here. And again, what are we talking about, friends? We're talking about a politician is a fellow who lays down his life. I'm sorry, a politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country. And that's exactly what we see in the history of America. And why is that, America? I want you to listen to this carefully. Hermann Göring said this. The people always can be brought to the bidding of the leaders. He said that's easy. He was a war criminal under Adolf Hitler. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. Did you know that Hermann Göring said his whole purpose was to destroy? And folks, you see politicians today in America doing the same exact thing, line upon line, precept upon precept, John 10:10. When you get a moment, read it. Love you by what we do, Talking 23.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.